Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Quien ha solo ya. En un crapo es que tiene agua. Aquí la toa, en cuapo skifi amatalas. Horico, me chere que. Eso es. Don't you know that when you worship me in the most severest of times, that you're celebrating my truth, not your destruction, but my truth? And you that celebrate my truth know that I am truth and I am love. And when you park on my truth and celebrate me for it, then it will change what needs to be changed, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, I wish I could have thought of that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Very gently, you may be seated. Hallelujah, Jesus. And for many of you, that part of your reward will be able to see what your eyes will see in the future. And as you walk into this place and you look at me, you'll say, it's even more than I thought it would be. Yes, and I've made these things available since the time that from the time the first person looked up at me and said that I need what you have, that I've always been there with the provision. For there'll be a chain of events that'll cause many of you to decide to anchor your feet solidly on the ground, and you'll rejoice because the things that you'll see come to pass in the future, you will glory over. For many of you shall see my revival. Oh, Thomas, I like that. Yes. Oh, my Kelly, Jonda Ora Halle, Piemana. Jonda La Hora Becadesianci. Yequale Fimon Escado Andesi. For I have so many things to say to you that some of you are not able to bear it yet. But there's a time coming soon that you will. For these things will pick you up. And the realm that they'll deposit you in, you might as well know, the enemy's got a strategy for every exaltation that you received from on high. So be strong and know that I'm here and I am truth and love and I never fail. Oh, Tetasa, no de sole tuege, dale so. Kaiman, kichi fima, sureba, condile o maschitia sia, Who hid Elijah's mercy? For it's been in people's minds for generations how that thing should be, how that religion should be, and how that revival should be. But hear what I have to say. See, that I'll pick you up into a place that's in me if you'll let me. And this place has as much to do with love as it does my power. And it's not the kind of move that's caused to be dispersed. But if you'll hear the truths that will be taught, you'll be on such a foundation, you'll be immovable, and you'll get to see with your eyes what I've been talking about for these last decades, saith the Lord. Yeah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. I think that I'm ready to change the order, and I don't get to. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hang on a moment. Thank you, Father. Yes, sir. When things were getting tough, you know, at one time, and it's kind of one of those times that you're running out of stuff and you don't have another meeting booked and you hadn't been in this that long. You know, you walk out not knowing what to expect till he gets a hold of you. It's great. But I'll always remember slipping into spirit that day. And one thing the devil kept trying to do is to he... It wasn't a secret after a while that he would beat me to death because he wanted me to stop praying. So after a while, that was quite apparent. And I was, I'd been through something, and I fell asleep. And I kind of felt like I was half awake and half asleep. And all of a sudden, here I was, walking down the King's Highway. And are you ready for this? I was going to get my reward. Now, God exaggerated the living daylights out of this, so I'd understand the point. But on the King's Highway, they had to have angels for crowd control. There was crowds on both sides of the road, and so there's angels lining it, and I was marching, you know, with some angels and things. They were bringing me to the throne where the Lamb was sitting with the Father, and you know, I walked down the King, there was crowd control and everything. I get my reward. And so we got to the steps and I turned and looked up and I could see two people. I could see Jesus as a man, kind of. But God was just a white outline that you couldn't make out any features or nothing, that you knew something was there. So I walk up there and I'm just standing in front of him waiting to get my reward. I had my hand hanging down like this. Just like that. I'm waiting. And all of a sudden, that little bitty hand slipped itself in mine. Just went. I looked down and this little girl was standing there holding my hand, just a little bitty thing. And she somehow got through crowd control. I don't think they stopped her. She slips her little hand in mine and I look down. I'm thinking, what in the world? And she says, hello, mister. She says, I was raised here by the Lamb. Oh, he loves us. He loves us so much. She says, I was a child of war, a child of abortion, and a child of famine. I was raised here. He loves us. Oh, He loves us. And then you know what she said? She said, "Mister, I would gladly change places with you. I'd gladly go and live a life on the planet to have a chance to do something for the Lamb. I'd gladly go." I thought, oh my God, what am I doing? He said, "Gladly." You know, I start looking at verses. Oh, how about Luke? And about the 8th verse of the 16th chapter. Should do okay then. I haven't read one without quoting it direct, without running around on the carpet for a while. I forgot how to read almost. You remember the unjust steward who wasted his master's or his goods, and he said, "You can't be my steward anymore." And so he ran and started canceling people's debts and stuff. So after he was dismissed, he'd have a place. He'd have a place to go. So Jesus is referring to that. When he gets into the 8th verse, and the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, now here's 5 words that'll make you wiser than a sinner ever dreamed of being, if you can take it. He said, "I say unto you," whatever he's going to say, if I can understand it, I can be wiser about that. These things than the sinner ever dreamed of being. And I say unto you, make to yourself friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they, those friends you made, like the unjust steward, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. Now, boy, for the longest time, I didn't know what that meant until I meditated the Word of God in context. Somebody says, "Where's your notes? Don't you write notes down in your Bible?" No, the Scripture's my notes. They tell me where I'm at in the Revelation. What he said, "And I say unto you, make to yourself friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you in their everlasting habitations." Well, this is what he was talking about. I need to use the mammon of unrighteousness to make friends for myself so that they that I made can receive me into an everlasting habitation. What's he talking about? Do I really want to be wise? Yes. I say unto you, do I really want to be wise? I can tell you now, I tasted of more love this last year than I had in all the 39 preceding it. You know about the visitation I had a year ago. Bunch of devils coming. There wasn't a vision. You can't interact with the vision. You just watch it and figure it out. If these things came in, you could interact with them. You could talk to them. You could order them around. And I don't need to go through that again. But as you know, they came for one reason. That's to kill me or to stop me. And they came pretty close. They had to kill me before I made that next step, which I found out that was into the love of God. You think the devil don't know his history? He's seen people come here before. Some of his most powerful tools is deception, this and that. But he's seen people make it to the love of God, the powerful flow and operation of it. So he studied it. He studied the death nature for 6,000 years and 2,000 with us mixed in with the death nature people who've been born again. And he's watched how to take them out. He studied all of it, real crafty. And he did not want me stepping over into the love of God. And so they put out an order that I was supposed to be terminated. How close did you come? Truth. I passed out resisting from the pain. I was resisting it. And I passed out. And then I woke up in the hospital because my wife called an ambulance. They said when it was all over, per se, that I was one step away from gangrene or I was just about ready to die. But I didn't. I didn't. Well, I wasn't supposed to step over there into that love, see. Well, little did I know how much the love of God had to do with even the finances and the reserves that we're bound to enter into in the last day. I have no idea what that had to do with it in the beginning. But here he was saying, look, make to yourself friends. Make to yourself friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting habitation. Well, standing in that love, I stood in it for 1 minute, and that part I'll be telling the rest of my life. And this is what it felt like. Big door opened. I stepped in it. And all of a sudden, I wasn't the same anymore. I knew. So for that 1 minute, you know, the only way I knew how to explain it before was this. What's it going to do? Are you sure? You're right. How'd you get that right? What's it going to do now? You know, Children's Hospitals has always rested on me. I can't take it. Oh, you're special, honey. Mom, can you tell me why I'm like this? Yeah. I can't take it, especially when I couldn't blame it, you know, on the children. Oh, they don't have enough faith. Couldn't blame it on the parents. What if they're just old sinners? So, well, it's not God's will, you know. Yes, it's not his will. He uses destruction and stuff to teach us things. No, you can learn by them, but that wasn't his teacher. Remember, I got tired of rolling down a hill and run over by a truck. And that rolled me off the road, and I rolled down another one. It ran over me too. And then I ended up in the hospital next to a guy that wasn't saved. And I got him saved. And then I knew why God hit me with two trucks. But I did ask him, would you please just ask me to go to the hospital next time? I'll go. I don't have any problem with that, really. Come on. Now, how could you deal with a city that somebody had come through and emptied all their children's hospitals in the vicinity and then left town? and went and did it in the next one. I mean, where's an adult's heart? Boy, you're going to have them with a steel hold on that heart to see they're blind, crippled, messed up, twisted up kids all running around yelling and playing. Somebody's going to have to listen. Is that possible? Oh, if Jesus couldn't walk on water, it wouldn't be. What did you feel for that minute? Really, it was shorter than a minute. What'd you feel? I feel like I was going to the hospital. But I wasn't going to just pray for him. I was going to empty it. That's what it felt like. Where's the word that come from? It come from the visitation of the fullness of that love that devil was assigned to stop, and he didn't get it stopped. We're back. We're on the road and we're fighting. What do you think's going to happen? You mean, what do I know is going to happen? What did he say here? What did he say? I say unto you, make to yourself friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting habitation. In other words, woo, I get to take a fortune that the love of God will collect for me. I get to take a fortune and use it to cancel people's debt, which is the sin question. Make to yourself friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, so I get to make them friends to myself by using the power that's in money to cancel their debt and get them saved. Then they're all going to go to heaven, and they're going to receive me there when I die into an everlasting habitation. Because what I did here, what I cared to do, and what I did with money. Well, you, wouldn't you get an airplane? I'll get anything to get me there quicker. I wanted to know here, when that love touched me, I could understand miracles and healing. God, I could understand those things that he would do. The part I started asking him then, what's this love got to do with the mammon? Unrighteous mammon. How would this kind of love collect it? What could cause it to come in if nothing could stop God when he's free to move? What could stop it? Would I appeal to your greed? Give me $100. You'll get $100,000 back, and just, I don't know, you have a miracle wallet. I'll send you a miracle wallet. It'll never go empty. You want me to leave this out, Gary? Go ahead. Gary got one. Was this after you went and preached to him? Oh, it was after. But he meant well. Because he wanted to bless the kingdom of God even more. You were greedy for the money. Okay, honest, you'll get you everywhere. Yeah, I mean, they appeal to our greed to get the money. But wait till you see what the love of God can do with it. It doesn't have to lie. It doesn't have to run. I mean, when God can reach out with this, you think money is a problem to him. It's only a problem to us. I can get rid of all of that. And that's what that love of God will do. And when that moves in and starts establishing itself in an area, watch out, because you're within range of everything. Other preachers don't preach this way. Do you want out of the nursery or not? Kim Osinchi. And you know that leading up to this was the prodigal son. Leading up to this teaching here was the prodigal son. And I love it. The young one went out and riotous living. Yay, give me another drink. And they believed he did. And so finally my father's servants lived better than I do. Yeah, I'll get on home. So he's within range and they get the robe and, oh my gosh, they clothed him in the robe and his shoes and he's home and killed the fatted calf and they all celebrated. And so his brother started hearing the sounds of music and stuff and celebration. Hey servant, what are they doing? Your brother who was lost, he has come home. Your father wants you to come out. We're celebrating. So another one comes. So finally the father comes out. He said, son, why don't you come and celebrate with us? Your brother who's lost, he's now been found. He said, you killed a fatted calf for him. And I never broke a commandment, the law, nothing you ever told me to do, I didn't do. I was faithful. You never killed a fatted calf for me. And you know what he really said to him in the next short statement? Son, all I have is all, it's yours. It's always been yours, all I have. But here's what he was saying. If he'd have finished his verse. All I have has been yours the whole time. But here's your trouble, son. You didn't know me well enough to know that all that I have has always been yours. Do you love your father like that? Do you? Whew. So that worked up to this parable. He says, I'll show you how to be wiser than the sinner ever dreamed. Make yourself friends. The mammon of unrighteousness by canceling the sin question they're dead against God. And they will receive you into an everlasting habitation. You know, I don't have much more to do on this planet. 40 years. I just discovered that package about love. 40 years I've been. I've loved every moment of it. I wept the first big check I got, which is 3 months in or so. I walked off the job with three little kids. You seen my old car? Smoked everybody off the road. When I went to catch for Brother Wickham, people fell down, so I knew God was with him, so I'd catch. I was 30. There was a guy there with him in Salem that went to help. He handed me that note, and it wasn't a note. I started to read it because I never got one before. You know what I did with checks? Nothing, just cash them. I didn't even have an account at the bank. You'll cash my paycheck and buy food. This local mill, everybody'd cash it. I opened it and saw it was a check. No, I'm not supposed to read it in front of him because I watched Brother Wickham. So as soon as I could break away from him, I run in the bathroom. I couldn't even pronounce $736. You know how much that was 40 years ago? We were all griping because gasoline had went up to 50 cents. You realize how much money that was? I couldn't hold it in. The mistake I made was showing Rosalie when I got home, and then she kept me up the rest of the night. I was walking across the tributary to the bank to cash it. I couldn't help but stop it, fed the Willamette. Little creaky. And I slipped my hands up and wept like a baby and just cried. I said, you know, I'd have killed to preach this gospel. You mean you're going to pay me like this for it? I made it to the bank. I said, can I cash this? Well, is it good? Yeah. You got an account? No. I had to open an account and stuff. I'd go like this. It's still there. I thought I died. Went to heaven. Now, 40 years later, it's another story. But what I wanted to leave you with today, it's when the fullness of God, I mean what I saw there, when it takes money on, you're going to have money and it's not going to have you. Hang on. Hang on. Stuff is going to begin to happen. Are you ready? Whew. Well, how many parables like that can you give me? How many do you want? The older brother didn't even know his father well enough to know all the everything he had was always his. I wished I had a series on it already so I could listen to it. But I always wondered what the fullness of the love of God would do if it could take on finance for you. And I found out that all it really had to do was change us. Whew, salut comes, Kiki. Sasha, I make you. Oh, can you believe? And in all of that, I could still see something. Heart valve. And I don't know if it acted up in the past or anything like that, but it's been brought to your attention lately. Testosterone and that. Numbness and you see, a lot of people think this, like, you know, he's not done. He's got some overseas yet. He's got some things to do. And the way we think, oh, well, gosh, he'll heal him then. No, that's not why. Oh, you mean he's more important than you are? We use that. Oh, yeah, he'll heal him because he has that call to yell. How about you if you don't have one? Are you doomed? No. Somebody says, God knew me from my womb. And so he's planned all this for me. And so this won't happen to me and this won't and this won't. He knew everybody from the womb. The whole world's having babies and he knows every one of them. Do you remember if he went by the Florida beach, every grain of sand on the whole Florida beach could be an entire galaxy and he could go by at the speed of light and still know whatever one of you were doing. Somebody said, well, I was called of God from my mother's womb and that and this and that. So for this is going to happen. I mean, are you saying that you're predestined not to go to hell because he called you before the womb? How about the rest of us? Does he just get us born so we can go to hell? How about the dark ages? Did he choose who would and who wouldn't? No. No, listen. There's no fellowship if God pushes a button on me and I take off. I love you, I love you, I love you. Click. I love you, I love you. But when he knows, there was a horrible price paid for the right to make choices. Horrible. But it means everything. When you lift your hands and tell him, I love you. He's glad that you're not a machine that he pushed a button on. You had the choice. You fought for it. You love him. That's fellowship. Why is he going to heal him? Because he loves him. For as you look to me in these things that I'm moving for you, getting ready, getting you ready for those things that I've asked you to do. So stand strong, for your day's coming. You know what God is? He's truth. Absolute truth. Actually, sovereignty, righteousness, judgment, immutability, eternal life, love, omniscience, omnipresent, and truth. Makes up the one God. Got it? Okay. He's truth. He can't lie. He can't. He can't lie. That's why when he told Adam he'd die, he couldn't just say, I forgive you. It took 4,000 years for him to fix that. 4,000. Law, flood. Can't touch this, can't touch that. Don't touch the Ark of the Covenant. Don't go behind it. No, not unclean beast. No, the split hoof. No, not this. Yes, you can touch that. Not the Ark. No! 4,000 years to get that man up and to pay that price. Because he can't lie. And what did he give you? His truth. What did he say? Surely I have borne your sicknesses and I carried your pains, so you don't have to. So how about getting rid of them? What did he give you to use? His truth. His truth. Well, the devil said, I don't care. My body says, I don't care. Chastisement of my lack of peace was laid on him. With these stripes we were healed. We usually take that for physical healing. It has more to do with hurt healing. The two men in Deuteronomy 25 went before him, and the one that had the least ought against the other could get up to 39 lashes, 40 save one. So they went before a righteous judge, and the judge would judge, and the one that would receive the lashes, the chastisement of the settling of that to peace was made. Jesus stood before a righteous judge as our Father. He stood there in your place. he was guilty and took all 39 lashes in your place. You don't have to hold out against anybody. You just take it.